Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Down in the deep blue sea. Down in the deep blue sea. Down in the deep blue sea. Come and take a dive with me.
Hi, my name is Hayes. You are listening to Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
The genius of that.
Now here's Uncle Genius.
The genius.
Greg the Dive Master.
He's a genius.
Now give him my cookie, you idiot.
I don't know why I would have to do that, but I am Greg the Dive Master. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We are Vintage Dive Day. The lady who was down in the Mark V literally is climbing up the ladder right now. 195 pounds worth of gear. She's all of 100 herself. And so they're assisting her as she gets back up on the dock. It's quite a fiasco, but it's a pretty cool little thing they got going on here. And if we can get her reaction once she takes the helmet off, we will. But I don't know, Neil, did that bring back any memories when you saw her do that or what?
Well, it reminds me that I like it better with today's equipment.
Yeah, well, that's true. Yeah, I was thinking it was like 70 pounds of gear, but then Sharky was saying, no, it's 195 pounds of gear. And I think half of it is just the boots, the metal boots.
She's,
there she goes. One small step for divers, one giant leap for me, I think is what she's going to say, because it's kind of a thing. But they're getting her over to the seat so she can sit down and take off this gear. Jan is the guy behind this madness. Now, it's been a while since I've seen you. Last time we were hanging, we were in the habitat there.
That's right.
Did you block that out, or do you remember that fun experience?
No, I remember.
Yeah, that was a good time.
How can I forget being with...
with the dive god? I mean, with me, you could forget easily. Most people prefer to, but it's good to see you.
Good, and I'm so much thankful for you coming down today and doing this program.
Well, it's just a cool experience to see people do this for the first time. And
there's this young lady coming up in a Mark V.
Right. Have you ever done this yourself, too? What do you think? No?
No, the answer is no, I have not.
Yeah, but you've been tempted, or you just prefer to watch others?
Sharky won't let me.
Oh, okay. All right, so it's one of those deals.
I
asked
Sharky
if he had done it.
Oh, well, buddy, anytime you want, pal. Get you in there. It'll be fun.
Yeah, there she goes. Yeah,
nice.
All right. She's like, I lived. She looks pretty excited there. That's impressive, isn't it? Yeah. But that's what it's all about, seeing someone smile like that, right? And have a first-time experience. So you've been operating this facility how long, John?
40 years.
40 years. That's impressive.
1985.
Yeah, so there's been some changes with Marine Lab and how it's structured, but it's still more the same, or how would you describe what's going on here?
Marine Resources has owned this all those years.
Okay.
But it was separately operated, contracted out. Now, Marine Resources runs the entire operation.
Okay.
We have the Ocean First Diving Group here as running diving.
Right.
But we do all the education and run the gift shop and the habitat.
Gotcha. So it's probably just easier to manage, I would imagine, now. Is that the case?
Yes, now it's all under one shell.
Right, gotcha.
Good start.
Yeah.
We have almost 7,000 kids a year show up here and stay 3 to 5 days.
I know you got a dorm above the gift shop, and the kids come in. It's almost like a sea camp kind of thing going on down here sometimes, or learn about the marine environment.
Yes, I have 12 full-time instructors. And kids are here for 3 to 5 days.
Yeah.
We have up to 100 kids here at a time. We sleep 100 kids.
Right.
It's a pretty big operation.
It's a huge operation.
Probably the largest marine education facility, tropical marine, in the United States.
Yeah, well, you do great work. And just having an event like Vintage Dive Day is just, this is just like icing on the cake, I would imagine. You just fit this in every now and then kind of deal?
I love it. I came down today. I started out with all this gear. And
yeah.
It's fun to see it.
Well, that's why I wondered. I wondered if you dove that, but you haven't played with the Mark V, but a double hose regulator, you probably have one of those like Neil and Slate.
I have Several. We're making a museum.
Yeah.
And I just dug into my old box, and there were three double hose regulators in there.
So right. Absolutely. Yeah. So what's the deal with the museum? I haven't been over there yet. Is it open yet, or is it still a work in progress?
It'll be open in June.
In June. Okay. So it's a work in progress.
Yes. Yeah.
And what will we see? Like classic gear like that?
Well,
vintage gear?
A lot of it will be about what our foundation has done.
Gotcha. Okay.
Our foundation, you know, is 55 years old. And I was very much involved in the initial rebreathers.
Yeah.
And I have documentation of diving rebreathers in 1969.
Wow.
And the Stark Electrolung before that.
Things changed a lot from your perspective, or it's more things change the more they stay the same? In the sense that, like, when I was diving the double hose regulator, I was like, you know, this breathes really good. It doesn't breathe much different than a regulator from today, other than, you know, when you tip, you got to be careful and stuff like that. But as far as the ease of breathing, it works pretty good, right?
Yep.
You think?
Never had a problem with that.
Yeah.
And of course, our rebreathers were double hose.
Yeah.
Too, so right. We went back to that with the rebreathers.
Yeah, but is it, do you think it's more like we haven't seen a huge amount of change from the basics from back in the day, or has it been pretty dramatic from your... From your perspective,
very little has changed since about 1965, 66.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it, kind of thing. Maybe
regulator came in.
Yeah, right.
In the late 60s.
Yeah, yeah.
And the backpack. The BC has changed.
Uh-huh. True, true.
It's gotten fancier. And
yeah,
more
fancier,
more
cooler colors, that kind of thing. Yeah, but, right. You know, it does the same job, right? And it gets the job done. Here, let me ask her real quick. How was that experience? How was your experience?
Incredible.
How
would you... It was absolutely incredible.
But was it life-changing kind of thing?
Yeah, it was amazing.
All right, good. That's a pretty good testimonial there. That's pretty typical for that kind of thing, I would imagine, wouldn't you think? So you haven't done that, but you obviously... I've been in the habitat quite a bit, I would imagine, over the years.
Up and on.
Yeah. Do you actually chalk up, like, how many nights you've stayed in the habitat here, the Jules Undersea Lodge?
Before it was Jules.
Yeah.
I lived in that habitat on the edge of the continental shelf for two weeks at a time.
Yes. Now I remember that you're telling us this back in the day.
So I got a little over a month on the edge of the continental shelf.
Yeah. Sweet. Well, yeah. What was it? Dr. Dutturi just broke a record a couple years ago in that,
days,
right?
A diving physiology program.
Yeah, were you involved with that too, like monitoring him or helping him?
We ran that whole program.
Yeah, gotcha. But you personally, or do you let other people do that for you? Yes and no?
Well, yes and no.
Okay,
I wasn't in the water. Well, I was down there a couple of times.
Yeah.
I take that back.
Yeah.
But I wasn't running the day-to-day.
Right. Oh, of course. I wouldn't expect that. But I was like, I don't know if you're still... I mean, they got a couple people down there right now. They're going to stay overnight. I don't know if you know that. I just saw them heading down.
Is that right?
Yeah, they're going to do the overnight experience. And that kind of is changing, too. Now that you do, you actually get some kind of certification, right?
Yes.
For being like an underwater habitat diver or
aquanaut.
Something? Aquanaut. An aquanaut. There you go. Absolutely. All right. Well, good stuff. Well, Jan, you got a great facility. We got to come back and just maybe do some other stuff.
Well,
check out the museum. Hey, it's good to see you. Absolutely. Thanks for having us, allowing us here. Right?
Right. Totally my pleasure. Thank you.
Yeah, got it. Oh, and Sharky. Yeah, look, what is this? What does she get?
A challenge coin. So
a
that's my special
coin.
Gift to you. After you've dove the Mark V, you get a challenge coin from us stating that you actually earned it.
How about that?
It says our company name on it, and they're custom made. So.
Tell her how she uses it.
Yeah. You put it on eBay, and it's worth thousands.
So if you go to a bar, throw it on a bar, seriously, and if they're military, the last one to pull their challenge coin out buys a round of drinks.
Oh!
Or if they don't have it, then they buy a round of drinks.
All right.
So for
just her or her and her friends?
Thank you.
Just her.
Oh.
So there you go. Okay. So congratulations.
Thank you, sir.
No worries.
Yeah,
no
that's
worries.
Awesome. Look, see, you get a pretty awesome stuff there. What do you think of that, Jerry? Yeah, now that you've done, you've seen the demo, and you've seen this nice lady just do this all 100 pounds wet, put on 195 pounds worth of gear, you ready to go?
Well, I would do it, Greg, but I don't think my knees will let me.
Okay, all I heard is I'm a wuss, which is kind of what I expected. All right, we got more coming up from Vintage Dive Day here in Key Largo next. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.